References to the Salamanca Vision. A. T. Robinson, who had been in Salamanca with Ellen White on November 3, made an observation on that Sabbath meeting, relative to a point that had particular significance to him. The burden of the discourse seemed to be that we were to show our denominational colors, by being a distinct people, and letting the world know that we have a life and death message for this time. Three times she attempted to tell the scene that passed before her at the Salamanca meeting, each time her mind would seem to turn in another channel. At the third reference to the Salamanca meeting, she remarked, in an almost impatient tone of voice, "But I will have more to say about that some other time."
DF 107B, A. T. Robinson Statement.
Late that Sabbath afternoon, the leading ministers met in the east vestry of the tabernacle. Ellen White was present and pleaded for deeper consecration. At the close, Olson approached her and inquired if she would be present Sunday morning at the early morning ministers' meeting. She replied that she had done her part and was weary, and she would leave the burden with him. So Olson and Prescott planned to lead out in the morning. Edna Kilbourne Steele, who at the time resided in Ellen White's home in Battle Creek, doing secretarial work for both Ellen White and W.C. White, stated that when Sarah McIntyre asked Ellen White if she would be attending the early morning meeting, she replied that she had no intention of doing so. This put Sarah at rest, and she slept late Sunday morning. All concerned knew exactly what Ellen White's intention was. She would, if she could, sleep late that Sunday morning, DF 107B. But in her diary written later that Sunday, March 8, she recorded,